You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
3:02 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Lots to talk about in the sports world with the coronavirus affecting Major League Baseball, college basketball, the NFL, you name it, the NBA. We'll talk about that. Also, we will talk to Kevin Lehman with his weekly feature Off the Glass as we will talk college basketball. What is the next step? Will there be an NCAA tournament? All that and more coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Do not adjust your dials. I'm back, at least for the day. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. Look what happened when I came back. Welcome in, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM at just about 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock for this Thursday. And well, this is a good thing for me to come back and announce a big hello. I know you've been doing this all week, Mark. A big hello to our Gym Class sponsor, our presenting sponsor, Hennings Financial Incorporated, your retirement rollover specialists. They're a Cedar Rapids-based financial service firm focused on your retirement journey, and their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Head to KGYMradio.com, click on your current life stage, learn more about what they can do for you. Thank you to everybody at Hennings Financial for jumping on board as a presenting sponsor of the Gym Class. I've been waiting all week to say that. How you doing?
Good. Good to have you back. Good to see you. You've got every mile marker memorized.
Oh,
on I-80.
Yes, I do.
After the last 2 weeks. You're going back tomorrow.
One more time tomorrow. Miles is down there today. He's getting ready for the 3A semifinal with Clear Creek and Mana taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton, and that'll be on 106.3 FM at around the bottom of the hour. I'm not going to say it's going to be right at 3:30, but it'll be around the bottom of the hour. And then tomorrow afternoon, we will have a 2A championship basketball for you at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as it'll be North Lynn taking on Boyden Hall in a rematch of last year's 2A state championship. What a performance by the Lynx last night. And, boy, there aren't enough superlatives to go around for how well they played that first quarter.
Well, you and I, absolutely. You and I have covered a lot of boys basketball over the years, and this is one of the great runs in boys state basketball history.
52 in a row.
You think about Paulina back in the day. You think about Iowa City Regina.
Palmer.
North Lynn's lost a handful of games in how many years?
107-2.
That's amazing.
In their last 109 games. And they will take on a very good Boyden Hall team, and that will be tomorrow. If Clear Creek and Mana wins today, we'll also have their game coming up, and that's an evening game. That'll get the evening session underway at 6:30. Games are still going on in Des Moines. And I know that has brought up some controversy, and we'll talk about that. I will say this. I will say this. And I had several people who are among the higher-ups at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I know we already have some texts on that on the text line brought to you by First Federal Credit Union at 319-366-1600. Here's the rationale behind what is going on in Des Moines. The tournament has been going on all week. All 32 teams have been in and out and circulating through Wells Fargo Arena. All the fans have been in and out and circulating through Wells Fargo Arena. If, and you hope not, but it doesn't make sense right now, according to the folks in Boone at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Everybody's been there before all this started to happen. X number of hours ago. And with everybody having been there through the week, they feel it's best to just keep going on, get it through tomorrow, and then don't have to worry about it and look ahead to spring sports.
Some suggest it's a money grab, Scott.
It's not a money grab. It is not. Absolutely not.
There's 14, last I looked, 14 confirmed cases in Iowa. And is that part of it because of where we live? Now, Illinois, the boys' state tournament announced today that they're going to not allow the public in for the state tournament and allow each team 60 tickets.
True.
But that's not the case in Des Moines.
No, that is not. And again,
anybody talking about it over there?
Yeah, we talked to the one of the folks.
Fans, coaches, teams.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. We talked with, again, folks in the know with this.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they were talked to by folks in Polk County, talked about by people in the government of the state of Iowa, asking them, okay, it's our recommendation that you shut things down or at least not allow fans or allow few fans, what Illinois is going to do. But again, their response is everybody's been here at some point during the week for X number of hours. You know, you hope something is not going to happen, but if there is virus out there, cow's already out of the yard as far as that is concerned. And we'll get to that coming up a little bit more. 319-366-1600. I don't want to turn it into a beat down of the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
Well, it is an interesting topic, and you know better than anybody else to comment on it because you've been there the last 2 weeks. Girls' state tournament got in the books, and the boys' tournament is almost in the books.
Correct.
Meanwhile, everything in the country is being shut down. And we can go through a laundry list of everything that's happened today, and perhaps we will. But some folks on the text line, 8532, not shocking that the association is tone deaf as usual. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
I'll tell you this. You've got one, and I didn't want to get to this situation. Well, there are many more important things to talk about than this. And
in regards to the virus.
Exactly. Yeah. And as far as you've been having this entire week, and all of a sudden you're going to shut it down with the finish line in sight after everybody has been in there all week. And I've been around the Iowa High School Athletic Association enough. We both know Tom Keating. We both know Todd Tharp. We both know people that are in there. And this is not just being done for the sake of money. It's just not. Go tell Austin Miller of North Lynn that this is being done for money and that family and that group. And to see the smiles on the faces of the North Lynn people last night coming out of the arena, no, that's why this is being done and why it's being played. I mean, tell Clear Creek Amana hasn't been there in 20-odd years. Who knows if they get back in 20-odd years? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yes, I understand. You don't want to get this virus. But people were there on Monday and Tuesday when we weren't thinking about canceling everything at that time. That's their point and what I'm trying to get across to everyone.
Well, let's be clear. You're passionate about high school sports, as am I. And I don't know that, and I would never accuse you of looking through it with tinted glasses. I mean, you've been there and you're reporting on talking to the executive director, I presume, and others. And this is, you know, you can say that association's tone deaf. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's an opinion there, which we respect.
I'm just being the messenger here.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, trust me, I am not the one making the decision here to keep basketball going. with all the texts coming in, and none of them are for playing. But again, I think that if you had a son or a daughter that had a potential to win a state championship and had that taken away, then I think you'd feel different about it.
Well, to play devil's advocate, you could say the same thing about the NCAA tournament that will be canceled, I presume. All the conference tournaments called off. Right now, as of yesterday, we would have been reporting on the progress of the Iowa-Minnesota game.
Correct.
Nope, that's not going to happen. Luka Garza's chance to win a Big Ten conference tournament, the same as Austin Miller in the high school tournament. So, again, playing devil's advocate in that regard.
Yeah, David and Hudson, keep it going and finish. No one is making anyone else go there to watch it. If you're nervous about catching the virus, stay home, listen to the radio. I threw that in with Miles down there. 319-366-1600.
Van, on the text line, I'm very confused. According to the CDC, in 2017 and 18, 61,000 Americans died of the flu. How many public events were canceled? This is panic caused by misinformed media. Good for the Iowa high school sports people. Well, I will add a footnote to that, Van. The percentage of deaths in the coronavirus right now, although it is a much smaller sample size, is higher than the flu. So you have that, but point well taken, Van. Thank you.
Yeah, we're being preventive, and that's the name of the game. 314, we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up, our weekly segment Off the Glass, and talk some, well, we wish we could talk about college basketball on the hardwood. We're going to talk a lot more about college basketball, what is in the future now with the big story today around the country. At least started off with the canceling of the conference tournaments. There will not be a conference tournament. According to reports as well, that the NCAA is meeting right now with their top folks, with everybody that they need to meet with. And it sounds like tomorrow is going to be decision day as far as the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments, perhaps even wrestling as well. Now, as of right now, Division III wrestling here in Cedar Rapids, which is slated to start for tomorrow, is still on without fans, of course, unless you're a family member, etc.
Essential team member. Yeah.
Essential team member. That'll be coming in.
About an hour ago, I got a call from Indianapolis. One of my best friends who lives in Champaign, Illinois. You might recall I was at his wedding in August.
Who said that the Illini would go to a bowl game.
Yeah, and he was correct. But he and a group went to Indianapolis. They wanted to see Iowa, Illinois, Part 3, among other things. He was at the games last night where fans were allowed. And, of course, in the meantime, the announcement was made, first of all, that fans would not be allowed the rest of the tournament, and then the tournament was canceled, and he happened to be with Josh Christensen from KCRD TV9,
okay,
who left at 4 in the morning to go cover the Iowa game at 1:30. So, my friend said Indianapolis was a kind of a ghost town, relatively speaking, because of the announcement to call off the rest of the tournament. And I asked him about the mood. Were people upset? And he said the folks he talked to more disappointed. Mm-hmm. Than anything else.
And that seems to be coming from the players, coaches, watching ESPN today, watching the Big Ten Network today. And, yeah, they're going to be disappointed. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it out there.
Well, let's bring you quickly up to date as to what happened today. And I'm sure I'm going to miss something. We talked about the college basketball conference tournaments being called off. We're waiting on announcement for the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. The NHL and USHL, including the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, have suspended their respective seasons. Major League Baseball has suspended spring training and is going to delay the start of the regular season. And Minor League Baseball, including the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is apparently going to follow suit in delaying the start of the regular season. The Colonels scheduled to open on the road at Kane County April 9th. First home game, the start of a 7-game homestand, scheduled April 13th for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. So we'll follow that situation as well. The PGA Tour and the Players' Championship going on right now in front of fans. That will not be the case starting tomorrow and going through the Valero Texas Open the first week of April in response to the threat of the coronavirus. So you have that. Again, I'm sure I missed a couple things, but Alex Kuhn and I were on the air yesterday bringing numerous updates to you, and we still have more today, and I'm sure more coming tomorrow.
Apparently, this just coming down, it's on the NCAA official Twitter account. 1 minute ago, NCAA has canceled the Division I men's and women's 2020 basketball tournaments, as well as all remaining winter and spring NCAA championships. Coming down a minute ago. And this is on the NCAA Twitter. So, unprecedented. A history-making day today. So there will not be an NCAA men's championship, Division I, Division II, Division III. Women's basketball, that's not going to be played. Wrestling, no wrestling in Cedar Rapids tomorrow. No wrestling in Minneapolis next week. And it sounds as though winter and spring NCAA championships. So there you go. As far as baseball is concerned, that's out too. The NCAA World Series, according to this. Am I reading this correctly? That's a spring championship.
I need to dive into that. Yeah, it's just breaking right now, and we need to read that a little more thoroughly. But it's just unprecedented times, and I don't know that we necessarily need to compare it to anything, but it reminds me here locally of the 2008 flood when we were paralyzed. That was a local and regional event, but it affected sports. It affected lives. Certainly, this virus is doing similar things. 911 was similar, but I guess to be an optimist about it, we've overcome a lot of things. At least in my life, my 63 years, and I hope and pray we. You know, get through this. And while you hate to see sports shut down, that's what we do. That's what we talk about. I just hope that everybody is doing the right thing in a preemptive measure, and that a very short period of time we'll be able to get back to business as usual. But the thing of it is, nobody knows how long this thing is going to last.
True.
There's a great uncertainty out there. And the powers that be are going to have to make very tough decisions down the road, as they already have.
Text coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. Before we get to that, reports of a bad accident on I-380 northbound out by Prairie right now. So if you are in that area, please try to find an alternate route. Please use some caution out there again. Accident northbound I-380 near Prairie High School. So a little traffic update for you. So there it is. There was talk of the NCAA basketball tournament being postponed, pushed back a little bit. This brings up a whole different set of questions. It's going to take a while to kind of process all this information right now. And I'm with you. And the bottom line is to keep everybody safe out there. That's the bottom line. And if this is the way to do it, then so be it. It sounds as though the only sports that are going to be continuing in the interim are going to be outdoor sports. But even those, the PGA Tour, NASCAR, IndyCar starts this Sunday in St. Petersburg, Florida. They are going to race, but they are not going to have fans there. There will not be fans at PGA Tour events until the end of March. I want to say the end of this month, just ahead of the Masters.
It's the first week of April, the Valero Texas Open.
Valero Texas Open will be the next one. That and then a week later, it'll be the Masters. So, yes, unprecedented stuff right here. History making here today on March the 12th.
Let's get to some texts because they are rolling in. 2639, pandemics are started by continuing to ignore the risks. State tournaments should be shut down. 1307, every game, every session has new and different people from the first round game. Logic isn't true. Well, we're way past the first round.
We're in the third round.
We've had return customers in Des Moines. 0206, the NCAA wrestling. Iowa has a great chance to be NCAA champs. Could be a lost year. Well, let's just declare on the gym class, Iowa is your NCAA champion for 2020.
Take it away from take it away from them. I dare you. 97 let's see. I gotta find some of the we have so many. People are disappointed. People are disappointed. That's the obvious thing. 86-99, never mind. This sucks. I think he kind of puts it into perspective for everything.
55-87, this is not the flu. Parentheses, my voice, nobody ever said it was. It's 10 times deadlier than influenza. Look at what's going on in Italy and Norway. They've completely shut down those two countries.
And I think we're not far behind. Here's the other thing. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. The other thing, talking with folks at the at Wells Fargo yesterday, many different schools. You already have seen Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI go to online classes now for the next couple of weeks. The next step is going to be high schools, middle schools, elementary schools completely shutting down. Kids have to stay at home. What are parents going to do with those kids? Then you're going to have parents who are going to be told not to go to work. I mean, the vast economic reach of this pandemic is staggering. How this is
that's
going
an,
to play
that's
out.
That's an understatement. Imagine all the people that were scheduled to work at these conference and NCAA tournament venues, all the restaurants and bars. In Indianapolis and other places, but workers are, I'm going to make bank. We're going to make bank. It's time to make bank. On a different note, the St. Patrick's Day parade being called off here in Cedar Rapids. I feel for the restaurants and bars and other retailers that one of the biggest days of the year. You're right. This is just so far-reaching, and I was glad to hear Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks. He's already being proactive as of last night when he heard the news to take care of his workers at the, you know, the arenas. I'm sure they don't make a ton of money, but they depend on that money to get through their weeks and months. So, yeah, it's tremendously far-reaching.
Well, it's not only the sporting events. It's going to be concerts. Other events, you're going to see conventions being shut down. You're going to see everything being shut down by this virus. Again, if you just joined us and missed it, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments, all NCAA winter and spring championships have been canceled. There will be no March Madness this year. And sports basically is going to take a break unless it's racing and golf. the way it sounds. Soccer is going to shut down. The MLS is going to shut down. Major League Baseball is going to shut down. The NBA has started this last night with their announcement after the finding that a couple of players from the Utah Jazz have the coronavirus. And so they shut things down immediately. The American Athletic Conference today got things started by announcing that their conference tournament was going to be canceled. And then one by one, with teams on the court warming up, everybody pulled the plug, including Mr. Warren here with the Big Ten.
And many schools individually have decided to not allow their teams to travel, and actually going into the spring seasons, canceling some of those seasons. Duke, Arizona State, that I saw earlier today. It's still a very fluid situation. 1446 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Fellas, I want to cry. March Madness is the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, won't be this year. Find something else to do, I guess. And we'll find something else to talk about. 0978, not surprised if the U.S. Postal Service is shut down. Who knows? Who knows how public gathering places, restaurants, stores, things like that, how that's going to be played out.
Where I have to visit after the show, not because I'm panicking, but I need some things.
Don't say what they are, please.
I won't.
Oh, man.
8255 on the text side. I just want to know what Ironside thinks of the cancellation.
Well,
you don't really. He was on the show yesterday, as he will be next Tuesday, as scheduled, without the NCAA tournament going on. Mark let his opinions be known yesterday, and you can visit the podcast at KGYM Radio.
What about the Drake Relays? Drake Relays.
All kinds of things coming up.
What about is spring sports as far as high schools are concerned? Far-reaching. How long does this go? I know the governor of Illinois said he would not like to see a sporting event until May 1, which is down the line
bit. What's so magical about May 1? That governor has no idea when this thing's going to be over.
Is warm weather going to take care of this thing?
Who the hell knows?
I have no idea. Nobody has any idea on it. We need to take a break. We're overdue. 3:30. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit. We'll take your texts. More of your texts. Thank you very much for reaching out to us. We do appreciate it here at KGYM. That and a whole lot more. Gym Class being presented by Hennings Financial. Coming your way on this historic Thursday on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood Coaching Authorization and Recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
3:32, back with you on the Gym Class at KGYM for this Thursday. Scott and Mark Buttons, our producer. We're presented by Hennings Financial. This has been an active half hour. I'm sorry, Mark, go ahead.
Said it was a fluid situation and continues to be so.
Yes. All you folks mad about the Iowa High School Athletic Association, don't be mad anymore because they have now made the announcement that spectator and attendance restrictions will be in place for the finals coming up tomorrow. So I am thinking that...
There's going to be people out there that says it's too late. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but what can you do? Only team members, game officials, credentialed media members, essential tournament workers, Iowa Event Center staff, and select school spectators will be allowed inside the facility for tomorrow.
Have you ever called a game without any fans or cheerleaders or bands in the stands?
There have been a few that have been... not heavily attended, yes.
But not under these circumstances.
2270
on the text line. Does not having an NCAA tournament have any impact on Luca Garza's decision to go pro or stay? My response is we shall see, but possibly so. 2134, feel sorry for the seniors in these tournaments. Let's go buy some toilet paper.
Something you got to explain that to me, or people have to explain that to me, why there's a run on toilet paper.
Ask me something I'm versed in.
There you go. 0152.
I'm down to one roll. I need to get some today.
Make way for Mark. 0152. Overall, it is a sad day in America's history. Sports is a big part of our everyday lives. To see all these games canceled like this is just sad. To think there may not be a tournament is sad. Just a sad time all around. I agree. However, we have to do the right thing. Jeff Downing here. You have an announcement, Jeff?
Well, I
does
have
it
a,
do with toilet paper?
It does. I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the reason on the run is because some of the brands are made in China.
That's right. We need American toilet paper?
I guess so. That's what I've heard.
Buy American, everyone. Buy some American toilet paper.
So there might be some truth to that. Who knows? But that's what I've heard.
Give us a text if you ever look at the brand on your Cottonelle.
Or any other brand. We're not specifying a brand out there. Any brand, whatever. No 48-15. At least right now, Bowling Night in America is not postponed.
Nor was it last night. We'll give you an update on that.
We need some levity on this day. Yes, again, in case you missed it, the NCAA, President Mark Emmert, has announced that the all winter and spring NCAA championships have been postponed. Now, not only think, we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, get his opinion on that in a couple minutes, but I just want to throw out here, just think about that for a moment. Not so much the quote-unquote revenue sports, such as men's basketball, wrestling for Iowa, women's basketball for some of the other places out there. Think of the tennis players, the track athletes, the golfers, baseball, softball, and other sports like that. Some of the sports that not every school has. And if you're a senior out there, well, you just bid goodbye to your last year unless the NCAA comes up with a regulation, which I think they almost have to now. And we'll ask Kevin Lehman this as well. I mean, if you're a senior track athlete and you lose your last year, you have to be given another year, don't you, if you want it?
That's a great question. This is going to dip into the high school ranks sooner than later. And think about those athletes. I have a senior granddaughter who plays tennis at a local high school. And is her season going to be knocked out? What about graduations coming up in May or June?
Who knows if this thing is going
to be impacted?
Who knows if this thing is going to be taken care of by then?
Some kids don't want to go to graduation, but that's another whole point. But
true.
0152 on the text line. Overall, it's a sad day in America's history. Sports is a big part of our everyday lives. To see all these games canceled like this is just sad. To think that there may not be a tournament is sad. Just a sad time all around.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And yeah, well, you try to make a positive out of this thing. The positives are, hopefully this will contain this virus and it will stop the spread. Hopefully that is the case. You got to think, though, boy, oh boy, if this thing turns out to be nothing, people are going to be very angry.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the case. I'd rather have anger turned inward toward organizations than to have the problems that we're going to have.
1345 sees a positive, at least in technical terms. Iowa State is still your Big 12 tournament champions.
319-366-1600. Darren, I think we'll give you the last word before we get to a break and talk to Kevin Lehman. The night is always darkest before the dawn. This will pass. So there you go. That's a good way.
Very optimistic view.
For it to move on before we get to Kevin Lehman. Going to take a break. Come back. We'll talk. It's Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman. College basketball is done for the year, and we'll talk about that with Kevin when we come back here on KGYM.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the Honda Civic. So I named a new category, SPAFLU. That's SP for sporty. Thanks to an available turbocharged engine, the AFE is for standard safety and driver assistive features like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Pi Day, a day to celebrate pi. Lots of pi. Tune into the gym all day Saturday to win a free pi from the Ox Yoke Inn, where every day is Pi Day. Just listen for the text in to win code to get entered. Free pi on Pi Day from the Ox Yoke Inn, just 20 minutes from Cedar Rapids and Coralville in Amana.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, so you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand, Knives Out. Nothing brings a family together like murder. In this twist-filled whodunit mystery starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
3:42, back with you here on a Thursday historic edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you very much for all the interaction. I don't even know where to start to cap the last 40 minutes or so. We will try to do so. Started off with the NCAA Conference Basketball Championships, men's and women's, for this weekend being canceled. It evolved into, from the NBA last night being suspended, Major League Baseball suspending spring training, pushing back the start of the regular season. Minor League Baseball will push back the season. NHL is going to be shut down for a while. High school basketball tournament tomorrow is going to be friends and family. Family only, and administrators. Man alive. And the beat goes on. And then topped off by the NCAA making the announcement about 10 minutes ago that all winter and spring championships have been canceled, including the spring. And Iowa baseball, done. Iowa softball, done. Track and field, done. Who knows about the Drake relays if they're going to be run this year? So many different things. We do know there will not be an NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament. And we're going to talk with our expert on basketball, our off the glass segment. Usually a lot more happier than this. It is brought to you by Coldwell banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris Lehman if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Find him online at shootershomes.com. And Kevin, I never thought we would ever be talking about something like this, but the basketball season is done.
Well, you introduced me as an expert. I'm no expert in this area, and tough day, and it just, I've been watching ESPN all morning, and it just keeps rolling out. The Creighton team actually played the first half against St. John's, and they were taken from the court, and then the rest of the announcements started rolling in that conference tournament's being canceled, and now the NCAA, and I'm assuming the NIT would go along with that, and that's a game I'm supposed to have next week. So it's, I think it's the right move, Scott. It's not a popular move. And you feel bad for the seniors that are trying, they've worked so hard, and this is their time to play in the NCAA tournament. Or, you know, you talked about Iowa baseball. My brother just said the Iowa softball team flew to Florida, got off the plane, got on a bus to bus back because their season is also going to be postponed or canceled.
Yeah, and brings up a lot of questions. Not only as far as just internally what happens, I mean, there's a lot of questions, but I think first and foremost, when you talk about, let's say, eligibility, when you talk about the spring sports, when you more than I think basketball, is just a matter of, you know, you're a senior, we're sorry. We hope you had a nice career and learned a lot and it's time to move on. I don't see how the seniors are going to be able to come back. I don't think that's going to be the case for the softball and baseball players and the other spring athletes. I think you have to give them another year of eligibility, don't you?
Scott, I think there's a great case for doing that because they haven't competed, or they may have in somewhat, but the NCAA tournament, they're talking about playing this and postponing it, playing it in May. I thought, so you're going to have basketball teams that did not play or practice for the last 4 to 6 weeks and start to try to compete and get that back. I didn't think that was going to, a plan was going to work either. But I think you have a great point that where's the eligibility? That's another fallout from this that the NCAA has to address is the eligibility issue for the spring sports.
Kevin, this is pure speculation on my part, and I'm not asking you to speculate, but I wonder if things might have been slightly different, and I should give the conference commissioners more credit, and I do. I truly do. But if what happened in the NBA had not happened, I wondered if we'd be here today, at least right now.
Oh, I think that put in the mark. what happened with Rudy Gobert at Utah, and they already have a teammate that's been infected too. So when they emptied those stands and put that team on actually quarantined in the arena for quite some time, I think that put all this on the fast track with the NCAA and the conference commissioners. And you know, I always look at this way: what if it's your son that's on a team, and what if they contract this disease and virus? How would you feel about it? And that's so I think you have to think safety first. I really believe that you're right, that the what happened in the NBA and the fast action that they took forced the NCAA to move quickly on this.
True. Kevin Lehman joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And I mean, just looking at it from a basketball perspective, and what was a fantastic year for the Iowa Hawkeye basketball team comes to a sudden halt. Luka Garza, the awards will still be given out. Luka Garza still has a chance to become the National Player of the Year. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out as, I don't know, as ringing as it's going to be and as hollow as it's going to be. Who knows? But everything that Iowa accomplished this year and the terrific coaching job that Fran McCaffrey did, and this has got to leave a bitter taste in his mouth, I got to imagine.
Well, Scott, you know, you mentioned the Iowa team, and my heart goes out to Ryan Kraner, Bakari Evelyn, because they're not going to get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, much less the Big Ten tournament. But that's the small sample size that's in our radio listening area, in our area. But if this is all across the nation, think of all the seniors that have played for this moment to play in a postseason conference tournament and then to go on to the NCAA. Because, you know, March, that's March Madness. That's what we do in March. And the players got to compete in it. So everyone's having something taken away from them, the fans, the players, the coaches. I mean, we've never seen anything like this before, guys. So it's a hard to react to it because we don't know what direction it's going. And, you know, every minute, it seems like, or every hour, there's a new announcement because of this. You know, and I went downtown last night to a movie with my girlfriend. I looked around and said, you're the only ones in this theater. We're the only ones here. And it was like a ghost town, downtown Iowa City. So not only is it affecting sports, it's affecting everything far-reaching that I don't know if we even have comprehended yet.
I would agree with that, Kevin. And this season is going to be remembered for what happened today and this week, no question about it. Aside from that, in terms of basketball terms, how are you going to remember it?
Well, that's a great question because this is going to be long lingering, and I'm right now I'm kind of at I'm in a shock moment because I'm thinking, okay, what do I do today? What am I going to do tomorrow? You know, I was going to watch the Iowa game earlier this afternoon. It was on my schedule. It's on my schedule to watch the Big Tens, watch the Big 12. And so just as personally, I'm like, I'm trying to regather myself and recalibrate what's happening going forward. And I feel fortunate about this, Mark, though, that the Valley tournament was – there was a lot of criticism. That Valley tournament was played too early and hurt teams to sit and wait. But now I'm glad at least we got that tournament in before this hit. So in that respect, I'm grateful for that part. But I'm just kind of at a sitting here numb right now figuring, where do I go from here?
Well, we just headed towards the most unpredictable NCAA tournament in recent times probably, though.
Oh, no question, Mark, because we talked about how many teams have a chance to win this national championship, and this year, you know, we were going 15, 16 teams deep, and then all that was happening with the seeding, the bracketology changing minute by minute, you know, and Iowa had a chance to play themselves into a number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament, so that's taken away also, and, you know, they've been stuck on those 7 lines, which are tough. When you get down to a 5, it opens that gate, and, you know, there's an Iowa team that could have really gone the deep into this tournament if things would have gone right for him. So, yeah, it's just a strange, uncharted territory that we're in.
It is. Kevin Lehman off the glass with us here on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And another lingering memory, I think, is going to be looking at Fred Hoiberg on the sidelines last night in Indianapolis. Obviously sick. Had to go to the hospital afterwards. Has been released. But just the image of him certainly is going to be one that's going to be remembered, I think, a long time when you look back at March 11th and March 12th of 2020.
Well, in his defense, Scott, he got a lot of criticism last night for coaching that game when he was ill. But his statement today was he had seen a doctor, and he was suffering from the common cold, so he is not carrying that virus. Because I know early there's a lot of criticism on from the why did you coach this game when you weren't healthy, but it was evidently a common cold that Fred was dealing with. So, you know, thank God for that. But yeah, that was tough to see to look at. And that's when you're a coach, you know, you've always a lot of all coaches have probably coached a game when they're not healthy, whether they got a flu bug or cold, but they've gone out and done that. And that's, I think, what Fred was doing in that situation. But again, you know, there's some teams like Nebraska probably glad this is over like it has been. And Iowa State team also has come to an abrupt end on seasons that were less than stellar.
Yeah, very much so. And well, now you look at next year, and we have already had a couple of questions on the text line. Luka Garza's future. Does he come back to play his senior season for Iowa? You take a look at the firepower that the Hawkeyes have coming back. They look like they're going to be very solid in the Big Ten. You and I may be even better next year with what they have coming in, with freshmen as well as getting Cole Henry back from the knee injury. I think the question marks right now in the state of Iowa looking at 2021 are probably with Steve Prohm and his Cyclones and Ames.
Well, I think Steve has the confidence of Jamie Pollard that he's going to be able to get out and recruit. But, you know, that's another thing. Recruiting has been suspended, Mark and Scott. You cannot recruit off campus right now. So if you're a team like Steve Prohm needs to get some talent influx in there, you're on hold also in that area. So where do you go forward with that? You know, and this is interesting about Luka Garza because will this change? I always had the feeling he's going to come back next year, but will this change his thought on that? I don't know. That'll be an interesting timeline to follow moving forward on how this affects Luka Garza and this team going forward. But I'm with you. I mean, a lot of talent come back for both the Hawkeyes and the Panthers. You know, Panthers with two guys, first team All Valley, that are just sophomores. And, you know, of course, losing Haldeman, one senior, and the other one, Isaiah Brown, they've got a high seed on that team also. So college basketball next year is looking good in the state.
Yeah.
But we got to get through these next couple weeks.
No doubt. We'll all do it, and it'll be different, but we'll get through it and look ahead to hoops coming up, college hoops next year.
It's one of those things we'll look back years from now and, you know, look at this and, you know, it was a time that we've all went through, whether you're doing the radio or TV or participant as a coach or player, and we'll look back and say that, you know, that was a interesting time, but we got through it and hopefully come out better because of it. And this virus doesn't spread throughout the United States.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope right there. Kevin, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Kevin Lehman.
Better days coming.
Better days are coming. Kevin Lehman joining us, the coach, here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We did bowl last night. We'll get to a Bowling in America wrap-up. Couple texts here before we get going. 2662, did we forget MJ playing with the flu? Let's see. Ed, yes, Ed, we talked about Iowa wrestling. They will not have a shot at a national championship this year. A lot of people very disappointed. A lot of people asking about Spencer Lee's chance at being a four-time NCAA champion. Obviously,
well, not only that, he might not have a shot to go to the Olympics.
No.
The Olympics in Japan are very much up in the air. And I wouldn't be surprised if those games don't get postponed. And Spencer Lee trying to position himself to be a part of that team.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks in the air right now, but we do know there will not be NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments this year, as well as wrestling, as well as all the winter and spring sports. They have all been canceled within the last 40 minutes or so. Quick break to come back, a couple more texts, and we'll tell you what happened on the lanes last night as well after this on KGYM.
Oh, 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 oh.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. We have great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Plus, extend the life of your vehicle and improve performance with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Twice a year, something extraordinary happens. You get access to exclusive Dell employee savings. Dell's semi-annual sale is here, and uncompromising designs are now yours for less. Save an extra 17% on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Save on a wide selection of top-brand electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
We are back. Des Moines schools have announced they are going to close for the next 17 days, I believe, in there as well. Before we get to bowling, 26-62 with the maybe the winner of the day, as far as the text is concerned, or was it 52-96? Yeah, 52-96. Here's an interesting question. What are you guys going to do for 3 weeks? What are you going to have to talk about? There's no sports. That's the burden we have to bear. We have bowling to talk about from last night, though, Mark. Our Bowling Night in America update brought to you by May City Bowl.
Yeah, 52-96. If you have any suggestions, we're open to them.
Yes.
Bowling Night in America will be the last thing to be canceled. And if it is, it is. We shall see. I'm sure the bowling alleys would have to close before that happened, but at any rate, good night on the lanes for the Rusty Nails. 21 out of 30 points, led by Bobby Davidson. Third high game and fourth high series in the league last night, 7-18. Chad Durline, ever so close to a perfect game, 297. Roger Taylor, 742. Zach Prusha, 741. And it's the Pin Pals next week.
Looking forward to that. All right. Todd and Alex next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.3.